This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We do have the great Brian Kilmeade, New York Times bestselling author, co-host of Fox and Friends, and a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. Hello there, Brian.
What's going on, Frank? How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you again. I've missed you the last couple of weeks. Brian, a lot I want to get to in a short amount of time. First, we saw the passing of Senator Joe Lieberman. If I was going to pick somebody that was your intellectual brother in solidarity, at least on foreign policy, it would absolutely be Joe Lieberman. I'm sure you got to interview him 100 times over the years. Give me your thoughts on his passing and his legacy.
I can't tell you what a great guy he was. And you know, I met him off camera, on camera, on mic, off mic. And he always had interesting things to say. And we always talk about country first. This guy meant it. They ran with Al Gore and then said, you know, I can't see eye to eye with this foreign policy. I think we're spending too much. And his best friend was John McCain. Second best friend was Lindsey Graham. And they would travel around. Next thing you know, they primary the guy in Connecticut. He goes, okay, well, Ned Lamont, you could have that primary. I'm going to run as independent. See what the people of Connecticut think. And he wins. So the once darling of the Democratic Party, number two to Al Gore, now all of a sudden goes in, and it's such a close, the numbers are so close, so they can't alienate him. So he gets a chairmanship, and he uses it to be bipartisan. And it drives them nuts because he is somebody that just, you think Joe Manchin bucked the system? That's nothing compared to Joe Lieberman. And, you know, when he decides to retire, he ends up forming No Labels right after. Mm-hmm. And the guys he's most associated with, he was a finalist to be the Secretary of Defense for Trump. In the end, he went a different direction, but he didn't hate Trump. He would disagree when he disagreed, but he didn't wake up every day disliking him. He said, okay, does a lot of good things. This is where I'm at. Don't like the attitude on this, and wouldn't have called Rosie O'Donnell that, but he still saw good in him. And I'm gonna miss talking to him. His role was indispensable. And you see people coming in. Anyone who comes out and says, well, he really wasn't a good guy, they just don't know him.
I haven't heard anyone say that so far. Yeah. I mean, even people that disagree with him vehemently politically, I haven't heard anybody say that at all. Hey, Brian, give me your take on this. To the extent that there's a take to be had on the Baltimore bridge collapse and what we're seeing in the coming days and weeks. What kind of a challenge does that present to you to cover an event like this?
Well, here's the thing. This is what I'm looking for now. We got 5 people, and that's the recovery efforts happening. The recovery effort is one team. The bridge effort is another team. The bridge debris team is one team, and the new bridge construction and design is another. And then we got to get the port open. Mm. So to me, you break this up into teams. I'm here for you. I got your support. It's so great to see. Enough. And we're not at the point where you don't want to see a speech. I want to find out exactly what went wrong, see if this was sabotage or not. I mean, it's hard to believe 30 minutes into a ride, a route to Sri Lanka, that has just gone across the world. I mean, what the hell happened? Not smart enough to figure it out, but this is what these people do. Get the bridge debris out.
Well, so, Brent, you actually think maybe when you say sabotage that it could be some sort of an act of terrorism?
I have no proof of that, but I would like to find out what went wrong. I mean, these are the worst maintenance people ever. I mean, 30 minutes, and it loses total power and hits a bridge.
Well, and the speculation that they were using dirty fuel, perhaps. The Wall Street Journal wrote about that yesterday.
I heard about that. Yeah. So let's get to the bottom of it. But I want that port active again. Get that port going. Please don't tell me you're going to wait for the bridge to be designed again to get the port going. Mm-hmm. It's the only place in the East Coast where you get hazard material in and out. Number two is, if I'm President Biden, I have bridge designers at the White House this weekend, and I use the power of the White House to say, how you doing? This is President Biden. I hear you the best. Come in with bridge designs. I need 5 of them. I need that design going. Can we get a temporary bridge, World War II style, to get some traffic across there now? And if not, it's okay. I'm not an engineer. And then you and we get that barge out and we get the bridge debris out. So get these teams going. Use the power of the office of, my goodness, here's the President of the United States, and he, you know, he appreciates the debris field. And he's there every day. I mean, he's not there yet, and whatever reason, he's going to do his big fundraiser at Radio City for with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama just across the street from us. So he's got that $100,000, I think, entrance to get a picture with them. So, okay, I understand that's on the books, and you got people working. These are the other things I'm looking for. Someone wrote me yesterday of significance and said, don't use my name, but Wes Moore, the whole team, says he's going to dominate this and use this to launch a 2028.
Ooh,
and Wes Moore is the governor of Maryland. He's a Rhodes Scholar, Army vet, who won. Donald Trump endorsed somebody that really wasn't strong, but he won in Maryland. He's got a lot of charisma, poise, very smart, good-looking guy. But let's see him do stuff. I'm not saying he can't. Let's see him execute. And they say this is the last shot for Pete Buttigieg. I mean, how many things has he screwed up so far? Going late to Palestine, you see how many times, first time ever, all planes been grounded. You got the balloon. I mean, where's this guy stepped up and done anything except sanction Southwest? So this is another opportunity for him to distinguish himself. And look, go ahead and do it, because we benefit. That's why when people say, oh, these politicians have big egos. Yeah, if it results them getting things done for the people that put them there to satisfy that ego, I'm okay with it. If that outstanding center is a bit of a prima donna, but it brings me a championship, I could deal with it.
As far as Pete Buttigieg goes, Brian, what exactly in this crisis would you characterize him as having done wrong so far?
Nothing. Zero. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong.
So this is kind of where the rubber meets the road for him. I get you.
Exactly.
I get you. Hey, a couple of things.
He showed up right away. Number one, showing up means a difference. He could not get that through his head.
No, I get it. Hey, a couple things I want to run by you before we run out of time. Marjorie Taylor Greene is now leading the effort, seemingly, to get rid of Speaker Mike Johnson. Comes at a bad time for him and for the House Republicans, because it looks like they're losing another member. Congressman Mike Gallagher is leaving. We're seeing congressman after congressman leaving, not finishing their term. And this is going to lead to Ken Buck is leaving. This is going to lead to potentially a one seat majority, essentially, if they really all vote along party lines. What's your take on this latest dissatisfaction with Speaker Mike Johnson?
He has to cut a deal. He got this job right in the middle of budget negotiations, and he has to get a deal. Look, there, you know, Chip Roy says he never came up to me, didn't give me the 72 hours. I got it. I don't think you could judge him this year. He came in an emergency situation. But as Kevin McCarthy said, the problem that Mike Johnson has, he's extremely smart and he's well-liked, but he's never been in leadership, he's never been a chairman. So he doesn't know what it's like to herd the cats. And he doesn't have relationships with everyone. Kevin McCarthy got basically 2/3 of those people elected. You know, he has all their cell phone numbers. He knows their wives. So that's why I was so against him getting rid of him. He put the time in. This guy's going to small town America, going to the diners with these people and helped them organize and put together staffs. So when you lost him, you lost so much. So Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's just a lack of discipline. No one's backing her. You know, Speaker Johnson actually has reached out, and we've been texting back and forth, and he just said, listen, I know you're going to be talking about this. I just think you should know what the reality is. And number two, he's going to fund Ukraine, and I think he's going to do it in a standalone. It's going to drive people nuts, but it's absolutely the right thing to do. And then after that, he's got to get to an election. Can these people possibly be a little street smart? I don't know what happened with Mike Gallagher. I don't understand. Some people have told me he should have gotten out early and had a special election. The way the special elections are going, I don't think you should do that. Now he's at past the point. We'll have a special election. We'll keep the seat vacant. You know, there's a chance they'll lose that seat. So he waited till after that. I would have just at least finished out your term. This what scary thing is what did Mike Gallagher see that made it feel so hopeless he had to leave? You know, Devin Nunes left because Trump offered him this job. But what did Mike Gallagher see? So that the whole country loses when Gallagher steps aside. You know, so what he did with China. So listen, let's see what happens. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, she and AOC, respectively, they raise the most money, they get the most attention, and they're the least deserving of all of it. They don't legislate. They sensationalize. And, you know, maybe she's going to be somebody to get pictures with at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Not for me. That's the exact opposite of Joe Lieberman.
Mm-hmm.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the construction accident lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice.
Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Baseball season kicking off this week. The Mets home opener was postponed due to rain, so they're going to kick off tomorrow. But a lot of folks are wondering what the story is with Shohei Ohtani. Pete Rose is saying if he had an interpreter, he would never have gotten banned from baseball. Give me your thoughts on the season in general and this Shohei Ohtani pseudo scandal specifically.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing this on Saturday night with Craig Carton and one of these authors that just spent significant time with Pete Rose, because I think it's a big deal. And, you know, I'm in an idealistic world to a degree where I just think the gambling and the fantasy football has kind of wiped out why I like sports. I don't really want to win my fantasy football league. I like the Giants and Mets to win.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have all – now you have people showing up cheering for the point spread,
mm-hmm.
and people are noticing it as players and coaches. And now you got a guy who's a minor player up with the Raptors who is now doing one of these – what are those called, those bets? Those niche
prop
bets.
Bets.
Prop bets. Mm-hmm. He's betting his under
parlay
on him, and he mm-hmm. fakes. Yeah, he fakes an ankle injury and made a ton of money, evidently. Or people may have a ton of money. So that between that and Ohtani saying never bet and never bet on baseball, man, he set the bar. If this bookie comes out and goes, no, I talked to him, and that was his money, and they showed up together, and I took. Why would that bookie cover for Ohtani? He's going to jail. For legal, even though it would have been legal to do it in New York, it's not legal in California. And that guy knows the answers. Is there a chance that Ohtani is so removed that this guy, he got all the passwords and the interpreter was able to spend $4.5 million of the Ohtani fortune without him knowing it? I don't know. It's kind of weird to change your story in one day from I lent him money because he was had some bets to he used my money and he's fired and he lied to me. If everything turns out, but when in life, Frank, has any of these things turned out the way they initially tell us it happened?
You know, you said it, and it's true in sports and in politics and in life. Brian Kilmeade, catch him on Fox and Friends this morning. He's got a great radio show coming up, including with Jonathan Haidt, who we were talking about earlier. Can't wait to hear that interview. Brian, let's talk again soon.
Stay within yourself, Frank. Go get him.